Dead End Hip Hop in the building was good.
Dead End Hip Hop in the building. You know what I mean? I had to watch the homie J57 make a beat live, and he was like amazed because I guess with BPM he did pretty much like three of his beats.
This is Amon Jackson. We here doing the on-the-spot sessions for Machine Masters. The homies Dead End Hip Hop slid through to catch my man J57 doing production. And Damone on the mic. I'm just in here engineering and trying to think of cool cliche things to say. And that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool because I came here. I had they didn't give me any of the sounds prior to this. So I get here. AJ actually put the sounds onto my USB, I put them on my laptop, I heard them for the first time here, and I made three different movements on the spot with everybody in the room, and it was fun. It was the Kid from the Cosmos Volume 1 sample pack, and that shit was crazy. I probably used 20% of all the sounds in there, and it was enough to make three beats.
But the MC that was laying the vocals for the wonderful beat that we was provided by J57 is the homie Damone Tyrell. If you followed us on Periscope, Dead Hip Hop on Periscope. We pretty much Periscope us judging the bar exam, and he won the competition that Meekan and who was it, Peepo at the time, judging.
Yeah,
he won. So, and ever since then, you know, Modest came in me like, yo, we gotta work with this dude, we gotta do something.
Well, it was funny because, you know, B was like, yeah, he got this. Raw was like, yeah. I was like, okay, we'll see. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's a thing, like, he's raw, he's talented, he got all these skills and gifts that's available to him, right? But like when you get in the booth and when you work with experienced producers and engineers,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It changes, because what you guys were able to do was take him to like the extra level that he needed to go to. Like, yeah, you can go in there and rap, but you guys were able to kind of like, nah, you need to
bring
maybe do this. And then watching you two play off each other and just communicate, that communication was like, yeah, no, I like that. Okay, let's try this. Like, that was really, really ill too. And it led to a better song because you pulled something extra out of him.
So all our faces, every time.
Yeah, all of our faces. And we just in the back.
That was it.
And it just made the song that much better.
Yeah, that's like a trap,
yeah.
Trap hi-hat.